Learning Masech Nesivam Mestav Dalon Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing the smuchen that we have from Lesil B'Shatnez to Gdilim Tassalacha. And the Gemara says you only darshan smuchen according to one Tana, when it's either Muchach or Mufni, when it's in the wrong place. And here the Gemara says Gdilim Tassalacha is in the wrong place, it should be by Parshas Tzitzis. And the Gemara wanted to say that it's Mufni because you already have a Pasuk by Klayim. It says, "Ubega klayim shatnas liyal lechem parshas mishpatim." So why does here it say leisul b'shatnas? What do you need this whole pasuk for? Shvam nelefniyeh to tell you to darshan smuchen, to darshan that when you have klayim mitzitzis, it's mutter because gedilim tasselchas even when b'makom klayim, and it's mufni, it's extra. So why says it's not extra? You need both sukkim. You need the pasuk liyal lechem. You need the pasuk of leisul b'sh. You need the pasuk of Leisilbash, because Leyal Alech would mean any type of Alasasa, even Meichve Ksus, even people who are selling clothing, and they put the clothing on it in order to transport it to sell, also would be Asir. That's why it says Leisilbash, to tell you, you need a Levisha, the Isle Hana, has to have Anas Levisha. Here there's no Anas Levisha, they're just doing it in order to display the clothing. And if it only say Leisilbash, you think Dafka Levisha, which is more Ana. But Allah, putting it on without Levisha, which doesn't have the same Anah, you think it's Mutter. That's why I need both the Pasuk of Allah and the Pasuk of Levisha. The Pasuk of Levisha to tell you that not all Allah is Asr, only Allah the Isbe Anah, and as opposed to Meichre Ksus. So Rashi says, Meichre Ksus, the Lashon of Rashi is, She'ein miskavnim lahanah aschimam. They're not doing it for the purpose of getting warmth out of the beget. They're not mechavin for that. The reason why they're putting the beged on them is to display it, to sell it, but not for hanah schimam. She'enem miskavnim lahanah schimam. Not being mechavin for hanah. Now, the Makar of Rashi is the Mishnah Klayim, Perek Tes Mishnah Hei. It's brought in the Gemara Masech Tashah Mistaf Kof Tes. Meichre Ksus Meichem Kedarkam. People who are selling clothing, they could sell the way it's usually sold. In other words, they drape the clothing on their body, on their arms, whatever it is. They can't have in mind, they can't intend to protect themselves from the heat when it's hot or from the cold, from the rain when it's raining. But the Rishaynim here, the Teis Rishaynim on the side, the Chidush Ramban, the Chidush Rashi, but other Rishaynim, they ask two kashas. First of all, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Tes says that Einam Miskavin is only according to Rabbi Shimon. There's a machlokes in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a davar shein miskaven, you're doing an iser, but that's not your intention to do this iser. You're doing a maisa, and the iser is memela done without your intention. Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's aser. Davar shein miskaven. Now here we're going according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds davar shein miskaven is aser. How could Rashi say the heter here is ein miskaven la nas himun? The heter is davar shein miskaven. The Gemara in Shabbos clearly says it's telling in the Algemeine Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Davar Shein Miskaven is Asa. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds Davar Shein Miskaven is Asa. The Ramban adds another question that Elamai were going to say that somehow the Gemara meant it according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, anyone holds Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter, but call it Rabbi Shimon's the one that holds Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter. You wouldn't need a Pasuk, Dumi Levisha, to tell you Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter. Rabbi Shimon always holds Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter. So the Rishonim explained that this Meichre Ksus is different than the Meichre Ksus in the Mishnah and Klayim. This Meichre Ksus is not having any Hanah. Let's say it's a very hot day, and you don't need the warmth of the Begad. It's also not protecting you, let's say, from the sun, whatever it is. You already have the other Begadim. So male, the Begad Shatnez is not causing you any Hanah. And that's why it's Mutter. Nothing to do with Einam Miskaven. So that's the two kashas. He's saying the heter is because of Einam Miskaven. First of all, we're going to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't hold of that to Veinu Miskaven. Second of all, according to Shimon, you don't need a pasuk Veinu Miskaven. Shimon's not on Veinu Miskaven is mutter, by all cases. Says a Nazir could comb his hair, he's not being Miskaven to pull out hairs. Don't hear cool Veinu Miskaven is mutter. So the Beis Halevi, Chelek Alasim Nalafes Hei, he says the Pasha the Teretz, he says, he can't be Matos Veinu Miskaven until you first said that you need Hanah. Because if the Isser of Klayim is just the halah without the hana, so then even if he's not miskaven for hana, but he's still miskaven for halah, he's miskaven to put it on him, so Mamela, why is it Eina miskaven? Even according to Shimon the Yasser, he's not an Eina miskaven b'chlal. He's miskaven to wear it, he's miskaven to have it on him. You first have to say, you're saying that without hana it's Asir. Then you could say that even if there is hana, but he's not miskaven for the hana, so then you have the algemeine machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda, if Eina miskaven is Asir or Mutter. But before we establish the fact that without hana it's Mutter, so without hana it's Asir, so here you're putting on the Begin, you're being miskaven. That's the Beis Halevi's teretz. He doesn't say clearly the teretz for the kasha that we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and they shouldn't have a head to vein the miskaven. But that Aruch Haner says that Rashi, when the Gemara just says meicher iksus, Rashi didn't want to say it's a different case of meicher iksus than the Mishnah and Klayim. The Mishnah and Klayim says that meicher iksus means they're not miskaven. That's what Rashi wanted to learn. So now it's not so shver. The case of meicher iksus is the case of einim miskaven. But the yisayin is the yisayin of meicher iksus. You need that anah, without anah, it's mutter. And if not, you don't have that to einim miskaven, even according to Reb Shimon. Now it's the gay according to Yehuda, if you don't have anah. But the Gemara said the word meicher iksus. Rashi held it was a deichik to say that meicher iksus means without anah. It's more mistabit to learn. The Gemara was saying the case of Meir Chiksus, which is a Mishnah, which is true, is only according to Reb Shimon, and we could apply it according to Reb Yehuda when you don't have a Noah Bechlal. That's what the Aruch Haner says. Now, the Gemara is saying this Yisayin, that without Hanah it's Mutter, it's actually a Mechlekes Rishenim, if that's true, Dafka by Allah, or even by Levisha Kipshutai, Levisha and Allah are both that way. Kipshutai learn, now Levisha, we know even that apostle it's Dafka by Hanah. And Allah Ilana Dumi the Levishan has to have anah. But the Rambam doesn't seem to all the way. You see, the Mishnah says in Klayim, in Perik, Mishnah Beis, there, that you're not only wear Klayim Lavriyachas Ameches. You wear Klayim to get out of the taxes, to get out of the duties. So the Rash and the Rosh say that this is going like a Behuda. In other words, the one that says Merchiksus is Mutta, who the Lavriyachas Ameches is Mutta? You're not Meskavan Lanos Levisha. The Mishnah says Lavich Samechas is us. It's not like a Yehuda. Those Davishin and Miskaven is us. So it sounds like they're having Mechaltin Allah and Levisha. Both Allah and Levisha need Hanah. So that's why they say it's a Machlekes. The Mishnah that says Merch Exus is Mutter, and the Mishnah that says they now the way Kalayim Lavich Samechas is a Machlekes. It's a Machlekes of Yehuda and Shimon. But the Rambam passes like both of them. The Rambam passes Merch Exus is Mutter. The Rambam passes Lavich Samechas is us. So the Kesef Mishnah and the Marie Kirkus hold that he's Mechaltin Allah Levisha. Allah has to be Dumi Levisha, it's not us without Anah, but Levisha itself is us even without Anah. In the Rambam you learn that the Is of Klayim is Levisha. Allah with Anah, that is a din of a Levisha. But a Levisha alone doesn't need Anah. Levisha is a Levisha. Allah is only a Levisha when it's Dumi Levisha, when it has Anah. But Levisha even without Anah has a din Levisha. The Shach seems to be saying a different day. It's the Shach in Yeridea, Simon Shinaf, Sifkan Ches, he says that Levias and Meches, you are being Mischavan for Levisha. Mechek Sus, you're not being Mischavan, you just want to display the clothing. It sounds like the Shach holds, and the Dinavain of Mischavan is not totally an Anah. Not the Vart, they're not Mischavan for Anah. The Vart is not Mischavan for Levisha. I think the Ramban holds away. The Ramban that asked the Kasha, like we said, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need a pasuk. He holds anyway. Einim miskaven is aser. He holds the vart of einim miskaven is not that you're not miskaven for anah. The vart of einim miskaven is bechlal not miskaven for the levisha. You don't want it on you altogether. It's just the most convenient place to put it, but it doesn't have to bedafka be on you. By lavriyachas ameches, you want it to be worn. That's the way you lavriyachas ameches. The meichik sus, you don't want it to be worn. You want it to be displayed, and this is the most convenient way to display it. That's why I think the Ramban and the Rashba, when they say that according to Shimon, you don't need a pasuk, the sign of the Einim Miskaven according to Shimon is not that you're not being Miskaven Lahanah. You're not being Miskaven for Levisha Mechlal. That's what they mean. Now, the Beis Halevi, in that Shigal, Chayel Galim Simon Alfa, they say, he declares Is it the pshat that the Isser is a Levisha and Hanah is from the Tanoi Levisha? Or the Isser is the Hanah? The Levisha is an Eifin of how to be Nenah. The Eifin, if you're Nenah in this Eifin of Levisha, then it's Asin. But the Isser is the Hanah. As I call it the Hakira, is this the Levisha and Asa Tanai? Or the Isser is the Hanah and the Levisha is the Tanai? The Levisha is a way, an Eifin of the Hanah. So the Beis Halevi says, if you're going to tell me the Isser is the Levisha and Allah is the Tanai, so Bechal doesn't hear this Hatavena Miskavan. Like we said, the Beis Halevi's Hatavena Miskavan, he said, was that you're not being Mekayim Hanah, you're not being Mekayim for Hanah. So he's saying, if the Isser is Hanah, so when you're not being Mekayim for Hanah, you're not being Mekayim for the Isser. But the Isser is Levisha and the Hanah is the Tanai, and you're being Mekayim for Levisha, not going with the Shach. You're being Mekayim to put it on you. Not was then, you're not being Mekayim for Hanah, but there is Hanah. So the Chayra, that shouldn't be a Din of Ena Miskavan. So Shach's not being on a Vada, you're being Mekayim for Levisha, you're Mekayim for Allah, you're just not being Mekayim for Hanah. That's Rashi. Ena Miskavan, Hanah, Eschimu. So if you're going to say that the Isser is Levisha and Allah, that Hanah is a Tanai, who cares if you're Mekayim for Tanai? You're Mekayim for Levisha, and Levisha happens to have Hanah. So you're Mekayim for the Isser. Elamai, the Isser is the Hanah. So if you're not Mekayim for Hanah, you're not Mekayim for the Isser. That's the base of Levi Shtickle. But it's a little bit shver. The Rambam that holds that the Levisha itself doesn't need Hanah, and Allah needs Hanah. L'chaira, it's hard to say that by Allah the Isser is the Hanah, and by Levisha the Isser is Levisha. L'chaira, the right way to say it is like we said before, that Allah has a din Levisha when you have Hanah. But then the Isser is the Allah. The Allah has a Torah's Levisha with Hanah. But the Isser is the Levisha. So Kama Achrayim say, Rabbi Ruben Grzovsky, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Rabbi Shmuel Grzovsky, that you could say that the Isser is the Levisha and Hanah is a Tanai and still say Dav Hashem and Miskavan. So you say Dav Hashem and Miskavan. They all shtel su, the Teretz Rabbi Kvegas Kasha and Teizim Ksuv is Dav Davav. Teizim Ksuv is Davav was discussing the Sheet of Sa'arach, Psikresh Lanichalei, that if you have a Dav Hashem and Miskavan, it's a Psikresh, the Arach says Psikresh Lanichalei, is mutter. Segresh is only usher when it's nichale. So Teis asks a kasha for mafis mursa. Then in mafis mursa it says, you have a pus pimple, you make a hole in it, if you're doing it to make a pear, then it's chayiv. If you're doing a lahaitzi, men a lecha, just to get out the pus, not to make a pear, not to make a hole that you can use, lahach nesu lahaitzi, so then it's pater, it's mutter because of tsar, but the gemara is mavur, the betzim b'yas, it's only a special heter, because of tzar. So Taisa says, if psikresh la nichalei is mutter, so why will laitz melecha be mutter because of psikresh la nichalei? So Rabbi Kvenga says he doesn't understand what Taisa means. When you're mafis mursi, you're mechamen to make a hole. The question is, why do you need the hole? If you need the hole to be a pesach, so then it's a issa derais tzchai. If you need the hole just to get out the lecha, so then it's potter. But that's like a melacha shein shichal gufa. You're mechamen for the maisa. You just want the melacha for a different tachlis. But here it's only one maisi mechavan to make the whole. So the Achrayim will say, Reuven and Aaron and Shmuel, and vice versa, a whole that's a pesach is one maisa, a whole that's b'maitzi lech is a different maisa. This is just a whole, and this is a p'shem pesach. So you're not being mechavan for a shem pesach, that's a dov a shem miskavan. It's a p'sigresha, you'll have a pesach, but that's ain't a miskavan. So Alderic said, they say like this, Enechan, this is Levisha, Hanah is a Tanai. The Levisha with Hanah is one Maisa. A Levisha without Hanah, stop putting it on you without being Nenef in it, that's considered a different Maisa of Bechalal. If it's not in the sky of the Tanai Levisha, it's an under Maisa. So Mela, that's called the Davashein and Miskavan. That's what the Gnele Achrayim say. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara at the end of the Amud is discussing why you need the smuchen, since Tanavei Rishmo holds anyway all begun the matzemru apishtim, and the tzitzis is put in alkanfei bigdehem, and bigdehem means begodim of tzemer and pishtim, and the Torah says you do tcheles is wool, memela, it's mefurish that you have wool tcheles in a beged vishtim. Why do you need the smuchen altogether? So the Gemara's Torah says that you would dash it from ha-kanaf, that you only do min-kanaf. In other words, you do, for tzemer, you do tzemer,
And for pishtim, you do pishtim. Hakanaf, min kanaf. I tchelis is wool. So tchelis behechrich then only be on a tzemer beged. On a tzemer beged, you do tzemer tzitzis, the wool tzitzis, and you die, at least some of the tzitzis, tchelis. Mashenken on a pishtim beged, you would say hakanaf, you only do pishtim tzitzis. So Mamela, Terry says the smuchin to tell you that you can even do tzemer tzitzis for pishtim begadim, and pishtim tzitzis for tzemer begadim. That's the Gemara, how it finishes off the Amud. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, there's a rule by Seder Chalais Hasei, Rish Lakish says this rule on the Afchaf and Mabez and in many other places in Shas, Kol Mokim Shatam Eitzi Hasei V'Loisei Im Ati Yochel L'Kayim Shnei Amudav. When you have an Hasei and a Loisei, if you could do both, fine. V'mlav Yovei Hasei V'Yitchalais Hasei. And if not, then you say Seder Chalais Hasei. So it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. You do not say a seidah chalais say. So by a beged pishtim, the only way you can mekayim that say of tchelis is alidei wool, alidei the kalayim, putting wool a tzemer tchelis in the beged pishtim. And we explained in the previous year, why don't you just wear wool beged? We explained that in the previous year with Rabbi Kirega. But I'll go upon him, in this beged, the only way to mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis is with the wool, with tchelis, is with the wool tzitzis. And mainly you'll have shatness. Mashenkim, when you have a wool bag, and you can wear wool tchelis, and you can put in wool lava, and there's no reason to be daicha. It's efshel l'kayim shneim. Why are you putting pishtan tzitzis in a wool bag? It's efshel l'kayim shneim. As I frag in the Rishonim, and there are four shittas in the Rishonim, what the answer to this question is. Taisus here, the Masel Dafil Tzemer, says the answer is migui. Enechinami, mitzad the etzim halacha v'seidah chalais say. Would only specifically be tcheles in a beged pishtan, the two strings of tcheles which is necessary in a beged pishtan. That's the only thing where it's ef shel kayim shneim. But migoy, that the tcheles patis, migoy the tcheles patis, so mel v'lavan also patis. Once the tcheles patis, it's a svar of migoy, and the migoy goes even further. Migoy that the lavan in pishtan patis. So who adin that a lavan of tzemer patis and pishtin? So the migui says that a lavan of pishtin patis with tzemer. That's what Taisa says. That's a shvei svar of the migui, but Taisa says it's the Gemara that says it. It's the Gemara in Menachos. Now that's Taisa's pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara is the gam the din of a kanaf min kanaf. That how do you know that tchelis and pishtin patir each other? When you say a kanaf min kanaf, you need dafka. Tzemer lepishtim, pishtim letzemer, and that the Gemara says that since you find that there is tzemer a path to pishtim makopanim when it's tchelis, so who had in the lavan then by the pishtim will path tzemer path to pishtim, and then who had in once you see tzemer is pathing pishtim, who had in pishtim is pathing tzemer, and easier immediately to understand that you see the Gemara wasn't the Torah wasn't makbid on having the min of that beget, but Taisus learns the Gemara was discussing Rabbi Klein. Then you have a problem that I understand tchelis for pishtim is leif shel kaim shneim, but everything else should be a problem of shatnes kusef shel kaim shneim. And now we say there's a hetta called migli. Once there's a hetta of a seidah chalais to say for the tzemer and the pishtim, so who within the pishtim, who within the other tzemer, who within the tzemer lavan and the pishtim, and once it's tzemer lavan, there's a hetta for climbing the pishtim, who within the pishtim lavan is a hetta in the tzemer. And Taisa says the migui only applies to when you have tchelis. Learns it out from the other Gemara, the Menachos Daf Mem, that the whole migui starts in tchelis. The migui is migui to tchelis, patis pishtan, lavan patis pishtan, and migui that tzemer, patis in a beged pishtan, so pishtan, lavan patis in a beged tzemer. It's only when you have tchelis. When you don't have tchelis, the migui doesn't start, and you're not allowed to put any tzemer in pishtan or in any pishtan in tzemer. That's Taisa Sheet in the Sugya. And Beis Hashem, in the next year, I don't have time in this year, but next year I want to discuss why you need the migui altogether. Why don't you say if it's already shatnez, what's wrong with adding some? But we'll speak about that in the next year. So that's the first shita, that the etzem, only the tcheles would be good in the pishtim because everything else is efshel l'kayim shneim, but als migui, you could have the lavan in the pishtim, and als migui, you can have the pishtim lavan in the beged tzemer. Now the other teretz is brought in the Ramban in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Then he says, this is his lashon. That's why I'm saying it over first from the Ramban. The chayin and the aymish is sadim mitzitzes lav mitaris hasei v'leisei hu dematchi. It's not because of hasei deich aleisei. Shin kain kamak shesh l'kayim shnei mutav, like we have by Rish Lakish, that every time it's shesh l'kayim shnei em, you don't say hasei deich aleisei. But we say this mitzvah back kalos and we not feel talsh 17 11 shel pishtin, like Avigal Marosa says. So he says it's not because of a Seyd Nechalaisa Sey, the Hekesh tells you it's Mutter. So how do you learn that from here, Seyd Nechalaisa Sey? Here in Yevamos, the Rabban also brought it as a Shita to answer the Kasha of Efshel Kaim Shnehim, that has nothing to do with a Seyd Nechalaisa Sey, and he asked that question. He says, V'yesh Sey, V'der Shlokish Baal Mevr, Shlokish Baal Mevr, other cases. Now, the climate says, L'gami Hutter Mismuchin. Now, so the Ramban is a shtickle steer. The Ramban in Shabbos brings in, he says he holds that way. The Ramban here brings a yesh mishaima that way, and he says not that way because of this kasha that you see here clearly it is a say derech aleisusay. But Teis the Menachas that Mem says it. He says klayim mamishudereitz etzitzis v'lam mishum dechia. That's his lashon. So male, you don't need efshel l'kayim shnehim. And then later in Menachas, it means Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam says that klayim betzitzis is hutra, and the other nafkemin is also. Let's say a tala sheula. A tala sheula is not mechuyev in tzitzis. So somebody has his beged pishtan, which he put in tzemer, or a beged tzemer he put in pishtan, like we'll see, right? But I'll go upon him even if it was necessary. And then he lends his talus to someone. Now this person is not mechuyev in tzitzis. A talus surely not mechuyev in tzitzis. So he's wearing shatnez, not b'makom mitzvah. So that been in time it's mutter. Also isha. If someone has a beged, and then he sells the beged to an isha, isha is not mechuyev in tzitzis, she's also kawir. Or b'layla. Layla is no chiyev tzitzis. And he says, since legabe, the person who owns it, by day it's not kalayim, that's shav seheta for everybody. And Taisus references, seems to be referencing this Shita Rabbeinu Tam when he says the Hetef Efshel L'Kayim Shnehim. But it's L'Chayim very Shver, so how do you learn Hasei Derech Aleisa Sey? So Rabbi Chanan, Kayvitz Aris, Simen Taisus Gimel, and Rabbi Shlaim Ayman, and Simen Dalin, they say that the Hutcha came because of the Dechuya. Not Mamish the Svar of Migui, but I think it's somewhat similar. The Pshah is it all starts from Hasei Derech Aleisa Sey. But once you have Hasei Derech Aleisa Sey, then it becomes a chalais heter in the beged. The dechia makes a heter. Mashenkin, let's say, it will be a three-cornered beged. It will be a beged that belongs to a guy, whatever it is. So then, there's bechlal mitzvah tzitzis in this beged. So male, it wouldn't start. There wouldn't be a hutra. It starts from the mitzvah tzitzis being deicha klayim. That's why Kaluna asay the chalais heter, but they're still bothered. Because if this Aseid Lechaleisei turns into a Hutra, why don't we say the other Aseid Lechaleisei should turn into a Hutra? And he said, that's shot in the Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban's Kasha is, let's learn out from here that Aseid Lechaleisei, even when it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnehem. So the Rebbe Shver, by me it's also a little bit Shver like this. Rabbeinu Tam is talking about when this Gavra had to do Aseid Lechaleisei. So that's Shafs Lechaleisei Heter. And now, even if the beged is lent to somebody who's not being kind of mitzvah, worn at night, but is no mitzvah, or worn by Isha, but is no mitzvah, but still, you have a heter in the beged, since for that person, he needed it. But when you have the efshel l'kayim shneim, where'd the heter come in the beged? You have a beged tzemer. And you could put in tzitzis of tzemer. And you put in pishtan, which is l'efshel l'kayim shneim, where'd the tchi is not? I hear a big chiluk. If the dechia started, so once you have a dechia, so good. There's some svar of vice versa. That's shav sahutra. But had the dechia started, it was life shel kaim shnei. But lemaisa, taisus in Menachas does seem to be saying, according to Menachas Tam, you wouldn't need life shel kaim shnei, and the Ramban and Yevamos as well. But that's already the second sheet. There's one sheet that had there's migui, and the other sheet is that you don't need a seidah chalaisa say lemaisa to be matik lain betzitzis, like we said. Could be that's the initial start from it, that shafs the hutra, but once you have that say the chalaisei, shaf shayna hutra, and memela, it's mutta b'chol in you. Now the Ramban here in Yevamos holds that this Gemara happens not to hold like Rish Lakish. This Gemara holds, we have Rish Lakish all over Shas, that was Efshel Kaim Shem, you don't say the chalaisei, say this Gemara is not that way. So the Rashba has a kasha, And the Rashba holds that we pass him like Tanav Ebishmo, which is a Shail Nirishainim. And the Rashba says we also pass him like Rish Lakish. That doesn't stem. Agamar is saying, according to Tanav Ebishmo, we don't know the Vefshel Lekayim Shneim. And we always pass the Vefshel Lekayim Shneim. And we pass like Tanav Ebishmo, which I don't understand the Kasha fully, because we don't see anywhere in Tanav Ebishmo which way he holds. You could say the same Teretz to the Gemara and say like this, that if it wouldn't be for the Smuchid, so we would say, a Kanef bin Kanef tells you that you have to have Tzemet Tzitzis for Tzemet Talis, and Pishin Tzitzis Vishin Talis. I want to do a Tchelis. Tchelis, Vaisnes would only be in the Tzemet Talis. That's what you want to have from a Kanef bin Kanef. And now that you have the Smuchin, so now you'd put Tchelis in the Pishin Talis as well. But it doesn't say clearly that the Smuchin will tell you that you put Pishin in the Tzemet Talis. You could read the Gemara without that. The Gemara said not that way. It wasn't Tana Rebbe Shmuel. So maybe the Stam and the Shas here didn't hold the Rish Lakish. So the Stam and the Shas said both. Vishnum and Sam and Samuel and Vishnum. If you wouldn't hold, you're all like Rish Lakish. So the answer is, it just means Samuel and Vishnum, not Vishnum and Samuel. I'm not sure I understand the Rashba's Kasha. But I'll come upon him. This is the third Shita. The Ramban holds the Enoch and Ani. We hold Efshel Kaim Shneim. You wouldn't be allowed, even when you have Tchelas, to put Vishnum in a Tzemer Beged. And the Gemara is saying you put Semer in the Pishnu Begad because you need that for Tchelis. Agamar holds not the way. Agamar holds not like Rish Lakish. So Mela, you're allowed to do it even if Sef Shal Kaim Shneim, since you're doing it for a mitzvah, say the Chalaisa say, but we don't bask in that way. Now the Rashba holds that here we're talking about you don't have the Chudin Shal Pishnu. All you have is Chudin Shal Semer. It's talking about Ef Shal Kaim Shneim. The Kasha was, when you have a Begad Semer, why are you putting Pishtin threads? It's Efshe to put Semer threads. It says, I don't have Semer threads. Doesn't, I don't have it. They're not accessible to me. There's no wool to be found in this town. So Mela, all I have is linen threads. I'm allowed to put in linen threads. In fact, the Rashba, yeah, but your Begad is made out of Semer, right? So why not cut out some threads from the Begad? What do you mean you don't have wool? You have wool in this Begad Semer. So the Rashba says, "Hol Essa, the Chalecha that ain't like Ella b'Kriyas a Kanaf Efsa Talisa Reza Kamisha ain't like Minay. The only way you can get it is by ripping the Kanaf and being Mafsa Yitalis. It's like you didn't have. So again, one of the four Teretzim, Taisus Teretzis Al Tzmigli, the Ramban and Shabbos and Taisus Menachis is Al Tzhutra. Ramban here says this Gemara doesn't hold the Efsa L'Kaim's name, and the Rashba holds this Gemara is talking about a case where you don't have Chutei Tzemer, and the male all you have is Chutei Pishin to put in your bag of Tzemer. So the Kavisaris asks, what does it mean you don't have? You could, right, the Rashba asks, you could, your talus is made of the Tzemer, why not take it from your talus? And he says, if it's Eilel Lebekriyas, the kind of Efsalis, there is a Kamishayim Leminai. Then I'm going to ask on the Rashba, it wouldn't help to take it from the talus because there's no Tviel Lishma. It has to be, the Chutei Tzitzis have to be spun Lishma. It's a bissel shver. But anyway, but the Kavod Sarris wants to know, what do you mean, if it's Ein Leil B'Kriyas, the kind of Sosa Reza Kamisha Ein Leil Minoi? If a mitzvah say, Yim Echuyiv Chayvish L'Chasam, just because you're going to ruin the talus, it means it's Ein Leil. Yim Echuyiv L'Vaz is even Chayvish L'Chasam. Ripping the Sosa is not a Chayvish L'Chasam. So I think the Teretz is, I'll be what we said from Rabbi Kiva Eger, which the Kasha is, why do you have to wear this talus for? And the answer is, if the din is an unknown, if the din is that I don't have to wear tzitzis, that I can't put in tzitzis, I'm allowed to wear the talus. That's what we said from the Mordechai. We said this in the previous year. The Mordechai says, if you have a baggage of Dalet Kanfes on Shabbos, where you're not allowed to make tzitzis, you're allowed to wear it, mechatkila, you're an einus on the key of tzitzis. That's not a problem. There's no issue b'chlal. So the Mordechai is not there b'kiveg. So I'm going to wear this talus no matter what. Now, if the halacha is I can make tzitzis, I'll make tzitzis, I'm a chuyiv to. If the halacha is I can't make tzitzis, so I'm going to wear the talus without tzitzis. That's why it's so here, I don't have tzemet tzitzis, I only have fish and tzitzis. So the halacha is, if the halacha is I could put the fish and tzitzis on the bag and I say both, say fine. If not, I'm not going to put on tzitzis, I'm going to do it without tzitzis. Because that's the halacha. So man, that's why it's called Efshel Kaim Shneim. In fact, the Rashba, but I have tzitzis, I could take it from the baget. And for the Rashba, so you're not wearing the same baget. You're ruining the baget. I don't have to ruin the baget. Just like I don't have to round off the corner. I don't have to go wear a different vegan. I don't have to take tzitzis from this vegan. That's ruining the vegan. You start off, I'm wearing this vegan. That's mechayiv tzitzis. You're saying, take the tzitzis from the vegan, then I'm not wearing this vegan. I'm ruining the vegan.
So it's not a shaylam chaymish with a mitzvah. The mitzvah starts when I'm wearing this beged. Telling me to take tzitzis from the beged means I can't wear this beged. I'm wearing a different beged. So then I run v'chiyev. I want to wear this beged. I found then the Reuven Guzovsky says this verse in the days base. Now, Kopanim, one aura is that according to the Rashba, Kum Tais, there's no nefkimin if he has, if this chelus or not. Taisis holds that the Seder Dover is, Namal, when you don't have chelus, so for a beged tzemer, you don't have to wear pishtan tzitzis, you wear tzemer tzitzis. You can do tzev shel kaim shnein. For a beged pishtan, you don't need tzemer tzitzis, you got pishtan tzitzis. Right, tzev shel kaim shnein. It all starts with chelus. Chelus in a beged pishtan, migu the chelus pacha lavan ami pacha, and mela, migu that the shnei chute lavan of tzemer pati bishal pishtan, so when you have a beged tzemer, so shnei chute pishtan lavan pati by beged tzemer, but only when you have chelus. So if you don't have chelus, they will not have chelus. There's no such thing. But according to the Rashi, it's not negate chelus and not chelus. He goes and explains a little bit the Gemara in Menachos, which sounds like there's an afkamin of this chelus. But there's an afkamin of this chelus or no chelus. The Yisrael Dover is like this. If I happen to have, I'm wearing a tzemer beged, and I happen to have tzemer tzitzis, I can't wear pishtan. Even if I have chelus. It's actually a kaim shnein. If I happen not to have tzemer tzitzis, I only have pishtan tzitzis, I can put on pishtan if I don't have tchelus. So the Achrayim say, the machlokes, Taisus and the Rashba is, and the Rabban also holds like Taisus in this prat, that the Rashba holds, Efshel Kaim Shneim is practical. Could you do the assay without being over the lace assay? Then you have to. If you personally can't do the assay without the lace assay, then you say the lace assay. That's what it's telling you. But Taisus and the Rabban hold no. There's no such thing. Even if you personally can't do it, as long as it's be'etzim, it's efshir, that's called efshir. And say the chaloise is only when the conflict is there, be'etzim. It's impossible be'etzim to do the asay without the loise. Remember, this is the Pesachim talking about this. The Be'etzim and Simeon Al brings Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says, clearly like we said, B'Shem the Rashba, that you could put chutei pishtan in a beged tzemer if you don't have any chutei tzemer. You could put chutei tzemer in a beged pishtan if you don't have any chutei pishtan. If you do have chutei tzemer, if you do have chutei pishtan, you can't. Because Yishlaki says, come on, the mitzvah say, the lace say. They say, Yosef writes about this in Simeon Aleph, and nearly. Even if you don't have it, it's still called Efshel Kaim Shneim. So, Melo, there's no din of a say, the lace say. Alright, what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara is talking about, like we said, Al-Sanigla, whatever Pitzvah you're going to say, Taichin the Gemara. So the Kaivis Aris, and others, but the Kaivis Aris, Simon Zionis Alf says, what's of Shan in the Ramban? The Chayin is Svar, the Efshel Kaim Shneim is a Pasha the Svar. I say, Deichalaisa is a last resort. That's something that's supposed to be Deichalaisa say. If you have to, and you can't be kind of the same without it, so do it. So it should be totally in the practicalities of your case. So he says that's not how the Ramban learned in Taisus. The Ramban learned that the Pshan and Asay, the place of the Ershul Kaim Shneim is that's Gufa Likton the Asay. The Asay has a power to be Deicha the Lais Asay when necessary. And the Torah put that into the Asay. It's part of the programming of the Asay. That's why he says, Yushalmi says in Jusant Nizach, that Asay Kaidim Ledibur is not Deicha Lais Asay. Shalas Vazmin, Asay Kaidim Ledibur, Lechari should be Mochamer. A say of Kaidim Ledibur is not Deicha Lais Asay. Why not? I mean, it's still Negei Achar Ledibur, right? It's a Teretz, because when the Torah made that Asay, it wasn't programmed in the Asay that it could Deicha Lais Asay, because there was no Lais Asay then. So even now that the Torah was given, the Asay didn't change. So when the Etzim is Efshel Kayim Shneim, that's what Shlakish is in. The Torah only programmed the Asay to be Deicha Lais Asay when there's a conflict. When you could do both, so that say never got that power. So even if you practically can't do both, you still don't say, I say Dechalai say, Rubin Gzavsky also says, it's in the Gimelai Salif. So again, here are the four Terutzim to the Teretz. Taisus learns Al Smigli. There's a Teretz of Hucha. There's a Ramban Teretz of Agamar. Happens not to like Rishlokish. And the Rashba's Teretz is, it depends on the practicality. You happen not to have those Skutim. Now Taisus and the Ramban seems to all like the Beis Yosef. That if Ube'etzah be Efshel Kaim Shneim, the fact that for you it's not Efshel wouldn't be Deicha. The Rashba holds like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that he brought, that's totally impracticality.
And it's telling the story of Efshel Kaim Shteim. So Efshel Kaim Shteim, a pasha to svara, that you only derech alayse when you have to. If you could do both, so don't be derech alayse say. Or it's in the lumness of a say derech alayse say. In the lumness of a say derech alayse say, that say is programmed to be derech alayse say, that's in the initial tziv of that say, it is given a kayak to be derech alayse say. Whenever it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, that say never had the kayak, so even if by you practically it's lay Efshel, but the say has no kayak to be derech alayse say.